It is March 18th, 2025. It's Tuesday, about 3 p.m. And I'm pretty wiped out. Not sure if I'm going to, you know, make use of this recording, but I'm going to say a few things. One related to the succubus, and the other one related to some girls. It continues to be the case that, you know, girls ages 15 to 25 continue to demonstrate attraction to me. Either, you know, staring at me, seeking contact with me, you know, etc. Though I consider myself a wreck in many ways, but I think there is something about me, either, you know, a partial blessing that I've received, you know, not any more worthy than another person perhaps, but, you know, God chose to answer a prayer, and then the status of that is in doubt now. But, you know, even before that, I always felt like I was, my life was a performance. I was performing for something larger than me, something that was aware of me. Yeah, I think in middle school I would be, or in high school I'd be dancing in my room to music, but it wasn't just a synchronous, emotive, you know, behavior. It was kind of like a self-conscious demonstration for something that I was to bear witness to, or something that was, in retrospect, a part of me, but a context that I had yet to merge with or achieve consciousness of. And that's just to say, you know, I had some charisma and intelligence, etc., prior to Kundalini awakening in me that night when I was, was that my second year? My third year at UC Berkeley. I rode crew the year before that. And the year before that, I did not row, didn't do much of anything except bomb out on some Japanese and calculus and advanced honors, like an honors or an advanced chemistry class. You know, I wasn't prepared for any of those and didn't have the interest or the discipline. You know, it's kind of like I'm intelligent, but only on things that I want to apply myself to. If my heart's not in it, it's hard for me to fake it, you know. Not going to apply myself to something that doesn't thrill me. So, you know, this is just, you know, this is probably a 15-year-old girl with a parent at Costco today, and, you know, she probably, we intersected, you know, once or twice, and she definitely looked hard at me, up at me, or over at me two or three times. And usually most girls don't do that unless they're seeking recognition. You know, if not more than that. And that's healthy. You know, it's good to be recognized as a male, worthy of solidifying or recognizing who they are. girl has, you know, gets some creep vibe from a guy, she's not going to be looking at him, you know, in general, I suppose. I mean, I'm not a woman, so, you know, take what I say with a grain of salt. But the thing on my mind the last 3 weeks, coming up on 3 weeks, is one of the most extraordinary things that's happened to me in a while, interpersonally. And, you know, I should have done more in the heat of the moment, but, you know, just like I do with the Holy Spirit, crunch time comes and I fold. I demonstrate insincerity. I'm not ready to commit. And sometimes those are all failings. You know, you're measured by your willingness to commit, to make leaps of faith, to cross the divide, especially when the other person is doing so much to meet you. Like that night, I think it was in July of 2020. Not the night, but whatever it was, a late afternoon. And it was my one chance, the biggest chance I've had to break free from this girl. And there is just an insane amount of energy in my upper back, brachial plexus, and heart muscle. It is all focused on the heart muscle. And I begin to doubt it. I begin to think that, well, what if I have a heart attack? You know? The whole thing is extremely difficult to handle physically anyway. And I wondered, yeah, can my heart handle it? And so I knew intuitively that if I didn't, if I laid down rather than continue standing up, that the opportunity to pass the test and to kick, well, and to complete whatever purification is necessary, I would have to stand up. It was so novel. It was something I'd never experienced anything like this before. And I decided, well, you know what? I can always fast. I can always come here again. And have this opportunity again, at which time, maybe on the second time around, I'll try harder. I'll take more of a chance. Wow, I just saw a wild pig eating a dead boar on the side of the road. The boar was, the legs all stiff and extended, stomach all bloated, and the pig was digging at the bowels, I think. Oh my gosh. Anyways, what they say, that but for the grace of God go I. So I balked and had I didn't know what was the succubus and what was the Holy Spirit. I lacked discernment to really determine that. I knew the Holy Spirit was definitely doing something big, but I didn't know what kind of strain my heart was under. It was definitely exceptionally uncomfortable, but not painful. And since that time, I used to have like 110, 111 over 70, you know, blood pressure. And a year ago, year and a half ago, it was like 130 over 80. And in the last year and a half, it's been, I mean, in the last couple of months, a month or so, it's been like 150 over 85, or I even had like a 150 over 94 today, with a wrist measurement and a cuff over my bicep measurement at the dentist office. And so, you know, I do think that the stress that my whole body and circulatory system is going through from this negative entity, it's definitely put me on a course toward physiologic death. There's a lot of pressure in me now. I'm exhausted almost all the time. Anyways, we were talking about girls. So, yeah, this is three Saturdays ago. A beautiful young girl, probably 18, 20 max, working as a cashier assistant at Costco. And there's a couple of kind of cute girls, young girls, working as cashier assistants. And I was thinking, who are these new people? And I'm in like another line, but it's next to hers. And our eyes lock, and she just stands there looking at me. I mean, oblivious to the work that's required of her. And it was clear as day to me that that girl had a job there to find a mate. And I don't blame her. You know, if she can find a good mate, then who needs that job? I mean, it's so hard to find people on, you know, I guess you're on Tinder now. 60% of relationships are happen on these online dating apps, and not everyone's on them. You know, a lot of guys aren't on them. A lot of guys are successful and not in the market for a woman necessarily. A woman has to present themselves and grab his attention and, you know, give him something he hasn't had. And that was, I felt it. And she did it again when my cart was on the other side of the cashier area. It was over by the manager section as I looked at my receipt and put everything away properly in the bag, the freezer bags, and then went off to the bathroom and back again. And there I am, gathering up my stuff to leave, and she's staring the other direction at me. The girl was slender. I mean, you know, I couldn't tell how. I don't think she was very voluptuous. She was just almost like a model. But what I saw in her face was someone who had not been used. Someone who was fresh and innocent. I mean, maybe not entirely innocent, but basically, you know, very low body count, very low mileage on her body in terms of men. And the way she looked at me and held me energetically from a distance of like, I don't know, 50 feet, and then it collapsed to just 5 feet. When I was bagging my stuff, helping the guy, the two people in my line deal with my stuff. Had like another $500 or $600 order, or, you know, three different transactions buying stuff. I mean, I had three different receipts were generated for different things I bought there in the same, at that same moment, or, you know, a couple of minutes there. But there was a trust and a recognition there. And I'm not going to say existential desperation, but existential seriousness. There's no bullshit. She saw opportunity and a future in me. And what do? It's rare for a girl to be that. I mean, it's a sign of youth and rashness, really. Real rash meaning, impulsivity. You lose the impulsivity when you've been harmed so many times. And you become rusty. You become resistant. You become hesitant. And that wasn't there. And thing is, the nightly harm I endure, and it's gotten worse just in the last few days. I haven't even gotten into that, and I won't in this message. I really feel like my days are numbered. I'm looking underneath my chin, and it's like I'm aging. This, like, wrinkles of, this flappy skin under my chin is just ridiculous. I gotta lose some weight, but then where's my elasticity? Where's my fucking collagen? Where's my muscle and skin tone? Not what it should be, and I think a lot of that my damage has been due to the presence of this negative energy in me. And so my gut told me at that moment that I am not available. There. But then what do? What if I want to reconnect with her and share with her some of my limitations? And like, well, you know what? Let's try. This is what you're signing up for. I'll do my best. Job comes first. And, I'm not going to be there to entertain you all the time. But, we'll hopefully have some time together that you find worthwhile. At work, I've got a great reputation at work, and just a lot. I was there a long time ago. I worked at this school many years ago, and I'm back. And I was quite a controversial person. But self-confident, trying to do the best thing for the kids in the school, fighting the bureaucracy, yada, yada. Kind of an exciting, dynamic person in a field, dominated by women, but I even had my website back then, and it was known the last couple of years I was there. Co-workers, people I knew. I mean, their children who are now 18, 20, 24, 25. A few of them have expressed serious interest in me. And some of them are pretty darn good looking. And I tried to get into the right mindset. And just this thing is eating away at me. I just, what I go through in the middle of the night is unspeakable. And I just... there is no space for another woman in my life. So, and I just, this was my shot. I should have at least exchanged numbers with the girl and then, as I say, ghost her or, talk to her if I choose to, but at least have that option, knowing that a girl like that with that behavior as a paid employee, she'd probably be fired that day. You don't ignore the customers like that. You don't show that you're there primarily to find a husband and that that's your overriding aim. I don't think a manager wants to see that. It was not professional conduct. It was like her opportunity to be able to observe viable men who have an income that allows them to shop at Costco like I do. You know, probably hoping I already have a house. Well, I don't have a house right now. I'm still waiting for something more reasonably priced. I think things are too expensive still. There's a lot more to say, but kind of disappointed the girl wasn't there today. I'll probably never see her again. And again, her whole body just standing still completely. It wasn't like looking askance at me. It wasn't just a passing glance. It was her whole body focused on me from head to toe while the shopping carts passed her by. She was supposed to be bagging them and, you know, helping the cashier. And I should have honored her with at least an offer of a phone number or a request for a phone number. And I had that piece of paper ready to go today with my name, phone number, email address. But I'm partly relieved, but, you know, if she was willing to entertain the idea that I'm plagued in a way at this time, that I'm, you know, compromised. You know, maybe there could be a future together where, you know, you buy an undervalued stock, you know, buy me at $10 a share, when I'm undervalued by 10x, you know, if I get clear of this thing and I get healthy again, I could be worth $100 a share. So she'd be buying in at a very good price point, given my current situation. But there's no assurances that I'm going to succeed. And then what will be left? You know, especially if she's saddled with a kid, what kind of future is there with, you know, if I die with this crazy blood pressure, which is something insane, again, I would say, I mean, I had, maybe it was during a fast or after a fast, I was like 2 years into the succubus, and I was, still like 110 over 70 at one of the measurements I've had. So seems like the succubus has achieved a terminal connection with me. Or maybe it's my diet and lack of exercise. I don't know. I'm not sure. But, you know, I've had three measurements all like 150 over 90 or 150 over 85. That's not good. That's it, man. Over and out. Stay healthy. Listen to your heart. Make sure you sleep right and have some sort of physical regimen, sadhana every day of that's an aerobic exercise of some sort. That worked for me. Make your exercise your worship. That's it. Over and out.